penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
CAV mobile monitoring. CAV mobile monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
CAV mobile listening.
This is WAJC Whiskey A Juliet Charlie looking around. WAJC.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
NYU. There, I got it out. I got a question for you. a little bit of time. What you got?
Do you have the software and the cable for that little NEC too? Because I'm trying to load it to Chirp, and it says I need some type of driver, and I cannot find it for the life of me.
Unfortunately, I don't. And what I ended up doing is I went online, I grabbed the just like a generic programming cable, and used Chirp, and I didn't have to do anything with it.
Well, yeah, I got the generic cable. It's got like 11 ends on it, so I'm pretty sure I got the right one. But I think I said that I need like a PL2303 driver. I got like a CA340, so I don't know, I'll figure that out. It's just weird that I tried using Chirp, says, can't find the radio. I'm like, that's odd. That's all right. I can find the cable and the software online, too. So, all right, I'm going to be around. I'm heading down north of Mount Gross back here. So, I'll be at a meeting tonight there in 9 minutes. KGO.
Sounds good, Tom. And I'll do some digging. I might actually have, the frequency list on the computer saved. If I do, I can just email it to you, and that might work. If not, then I'll bring the one that works on my ICOM that worked also for that radio, and I'll bring it to the meeting and just borrow it until you're good, and then go from there.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks. And if the printer's working out for you really good, I see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. Just got to go get some more ink for it. But, yeah, it's working well. So I appreciate it again. And we'll get everything all printed off and handed out. And it'll look nice and nice. KYNU.
Yeah, if you have problems acquiring it from the website that I sent you, but you being in the position that you're in and the job that you do, they might set up an account for you specifically because of that. If not, let me know and see if I can find you another spot. KGKGO, clearance standby, toll 1900.
KGO, this is sending PVZ. Still there?
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Tom, are you using Windows 11?
I have Windows 10 on my laptop at home. The only Windows 11 I have is my work laptop, and it's kind of restricted on certain things. Why would you got to question them?
Well, until Windows 11, I had no problem with, programming with Chirp. Windows 11 came along, started updating my drivers, and completely screwed me. I program a radio one day, and then I do a reboot, and none of my, my programming cables would say, you need this driver. I have that driver, it's right there, but it's not the same version because Windows decided it wasn't the right one. And so that really screwed me up a lot. I ended up having to completely remove drivers and then put them back, put the ones that the programming cable wanted back on again. And then the next time I rebooted, it would go away again. So I have a dedicated Windows, I think it's like Windows, maybe even 9 or something like that. Someone gave to me that never hits the internet because of that reason. So that might be your problem, is that updates are screwing your drivers for you. And it's easy.
Yeah, I figured that. I'm going to try one other thing. I got a Windows 10 64 4-bit OS. So I'm going to try running it again. The cables that I have, like Unistar ICOMs, Kenwoods, Balfangs, Motorola's, you know, certain Motorola's like PTR40s and everything. And the driver works fine there, but it says that with the NEC that you need a legacy 2303 driver, which I'm just trying to find. But the slow port and the cable for it is like $30, so I might just, you know.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.